It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Yes, Race Wars in the building, baby. In the building, back quarantined like a foam, bitch.
Look at those aggressive headphones.
You like those?
Do you want me to record on my end so it sounds nice in my podcast, or you don't care?
I guess. I don't know. What's going to sound better?
Sure.
Do you usually do that?
I've done it before, because sometimes Zoom is, like, kind of sketchy, right?
I guess it can be. Karen, what do you think?
Yeah,
whatever. Okay.
Hannah, introduce yourself to the people. Introduce yourself.
Oh, are we on?
Yeah, we're on, baby. Oh, we're on. We started, goddammit.
Oh, my God. They saw my behind-the-scenes voice. What's up? It's Hannah Berner. What's good?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm getting in bed, but I'm setting up a light because I want you to see my niece.
Okay.
Actually, no, I don't think I need to set up a light. We're good.
All right.
Great. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for doing it. Yeah, I appreciate it. How's quarantine treating you?
I'm pretty much a 14-year-old again. I'm living with my parents.
Yeah.
Going downstairs, realizing all the issues I have with my dad again.
Yeah,
just taking notes down for therapy.
And reliving all that childhood trauma.
Yeah,
I'm like, you don't even care about me or listen to me when I'm talking.
How are you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm maintaining, staying off the grid, trying to, you know, wait for the stage to come back. That's all I'm trying to do. White daughter, what are you doing? How's Brooklyn? That's my white daughter, Karen.
Brooklyn's fine. It's raining, and it's raining in my heart.
I'm glad you still got your porn equipment up. How's your fucking fans only page?
Am I not allowed to do stuff other than Race Wars? You're
going. Girl,
I told you to support my OnlyFans, you fucking bastard.
Girls, yeah, it's hungry.
Thank you for
OnlyFans is gonna like even out the wage gap, because like these girls are blowing up and I respect it.
Yeah, they're making a lot of money on that OnlyFans.
Sherrod, you should start one.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about starting one up. I might as well.
Jokes and jerking off. I don't know.
Yeah,
jokes and jerking.
I can do both. I can do both at the same time. I use both hands and a foot though.
Your whole brand.
Ain't that Summer House? No, what's going on with Summer House? No, fill in the people about Summer House. You on that show? That's your show.
Are you caught up?
I'm not caught all the way up. Karen, do you know about the show?
I don't. I
would really?
Like informed, yes, I don't.
That's a
I know, Karen is my demographic.
Yes, you're right up the fucking the alley they want.
I don't, I'm still older than I look, though.
Oh, stop, you look very young. But yeah, Sherrod is not the one that's supposed to be texting me asking about my reality show, but he does, and
I'm trying to keep
him.
Up with it. I'm trying to support friends, all right, you know?
So what is it? What's Summer House?
So it's about young adults who work hard, in quotes, during the week, and then we go out to the Hamptons and party and fuck and fight on the weekends.
Yeah,
and we have hidden cameras. It's all filmed. There's 8 of us. And
look at Karen smiling already. She knows it's right up her alley.
It's like Big Brother, but like everybody went to NYU.
it's like Big Brother, but yeah, everyone's a little smarter and even more annoying because they have that like East Coast, you know, elite
right,
type.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
but it's. It's been fun to watch considering we can't be with people right now. And I'm like, oh, I almost miss being like disgusting and sticky and like making out with random people and like fighting with my friends. I almost miss it.
You had a busy dance card on that show, huh? I had a busy, busy dance card, goddammit.
When I was being casted, I was like, look, I'm not your hot mess. If you want a girl who's strong and funny and sporty, that will be me. Fast forward, I am the hot mess.
You can't help it. Is it because they produced it that way? It's because that's the real you just came out.
Well, I think everyone has a hot mess side to them. And when you're like 10 weeks in with the same people, anyone would snap.
Yeah.
Also, you're in a 7-hour party full of people, you have to drink to stay sane.
I agree. You got to drink. The whole purpose of the whole Summer House is to drink and let your guards down.
Are people doing
Kurt? Kurt's just joined us. What up, Kurt?
I just joined you.
You look like you're in like a prison lobby. Does your face make it prisony?
I just shaved not too long ago with my clippers.
You like
I was getting too beardy.
You're doing a Dateline interview.
Yeah, I had to look good.
Keith Morrison has got some questions for you.
What'd you say?
Keith Morrison has some questions for you.
Things just got
Keith
serious.
Morrison doesn't question people. He just tells about a murder that already happened.
No, he questions the family and stuff in the interviews. Dum dum.
Oh.
Did you just call him Dum Dum?
Yep.
I like that.
His little name. What's going on, Kurt? How you holding up in this quarantine?
Oh, I'm under siege from like most of Glendale right now.
Oh, under siege. What's going on?
Fucking. So a couple episodes ago on my podcast, Brian, one of the dudes that's on it, he had a picture up of something from the Armenian genocide.
Oh, cute.
Okay. So I go, you can put like in Zoom, you can put like a background on your thing.
Right.
So we had been talking about it because you know I show the Young Turks.
Yeah.
So the Young Turks are the name of the people that killed the Armenians.
Oh, really?
Like, it's okay. Like if you named your show the Gestapo, political show. So, he's Turkish, Young Çengeleğiz or whatever. So anyway, we're making fun of that guy because I guess he's like an Armenian genocide denier. So Brian makes a joke. He goes, I have this up because I'm an Armenian genocide denier. And then Ramsey, this fucking Palestinian guy, I think his Muslimness probably stoked up the crowds too. He goes, well, I don't believe it happened. And then as a joke, I go, I think it happened, but I think it's a good thing.
Right. Oh, boy.
By the way, which is an obvious joke.
Yeah.
And we've been making fun of this of this guy, Çengeleğiz, for a while. I can't believe, by the way, his name is Çengeleğiz. That sounds crazy to me.
Oh, I thought you're being rude.
Yeah, no, the guy from the Young Turks. Look his fucking name up.
His name is exactly what now?
Rude. Çenk, C-E-N-K, but you say Çenk. Çenk. I'm not saying it with an I.
Okay, Çenk.
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 It doesn't come out good. His name's not good.
Çengeleğiz, like a play of niggers?
No, like Uyghurs, like in China, the Uyghurs.
Okay.
U-Y-G-A, like...
A white rapper.
Uyghur. Çengeleğiz is his name.
Wow.
Now, sometimes people say yogurt.
If anybody need to change a name to fucking Michael.
Here's the point.
His name is a scramble board.
Some girl, and this is also, I blame Kyle, because I make those sketches with him now, and he's got a big fan base. He does the Kardashians, right?
Yeah, it's great, too. It's really
so
funny.
Funny.
On
so
okay,
funny.
So I get people go on my Instagram because they saw my name on the thing.
Right.
So some girl in Glendale, I don't remember her name, and there's no reason to bring her name up. She's some kind of makeup artist. She's a girl from LA.
Right.
Dumb. She's not a genius. We'll put it that way.
Right. Okay.
Hey, she's no Rob Kardashian.
You mean Sock King Rob Kardashian?
So she fucking went and made a thing that telling people I think it's good that the Armenian genocide happened. So,
you always thought in some fire somewhere. So she made somewhat a site that
Kurt Metzger. The worst for? There's a guy in Minnesota his name Kurt Metzger who just makes Christmas music.
And
every 3 or 4 years, he must get bombarded.
Oh, that poor man.
With people like, I'm going to kill your family. By the way, so all the Armenians.
Oh, my God. I personally owe him an apology.
Family. Sorry.
I owe that man several apologies. I cursed him out several nights.
He's like, why do people hate Santa?
it's crazy because like all the jest was on the side of the Armenians. And then I got to keep my temper and not – because people are saying such stupid shit. They're not coming to me. They're like contacting my brother and shit.
Oh, really? People coming at your family?
Because you know what kind of people there are. They're like from fucking, Liam Neeson needs to set them straight. Put it that way. Liam Neeson should come and
good
use
luck.
His skills to set these motherfuckers straight.
Good luck. So they coming at you, and you said this
they're
on the
coming
podcast.
Coming at me, calling me a Jew. Here's what I'm the most upset about.
Calling you a Jew?
Yeah, I'm not Jewish. Stop saying that.
Wait, ain't that that's a compliment.
No, not how they're saying it.
Oh boy. How
they're
like,
what if we talked about your fucking big nose Holocaust the way you just talked?
Oh boy, yeah, that's not, it ain't good temple talk.
Temple talk.
I go, guys,
temple talk. Write that down.
I'm trying to act like, first of all, Barack Obama doesn't recognize the Armenian Holocaust, so I'm better than you people than Obama. I'm better than Obama.
Wait, Obama don't recognize
people.
It? What? You don't recognize the Holocaust?
No. That's the thing.
The Armenian
That's why it's
Holocaust.
Not going anywhere. Because it's like, but I think it's a totally real thing. The Turks are some of the ass rapiest people who ever walked the earth.
I met some nice ones.
But historically, yeah. If you ever saw Lawrence of Arabia, remember in Lawrence of Arabia, he gets captured by the Turks?
Yeah, and he's a beautiful man, though. You want to fuck Lawrence of Arabia. You saw that motherfucker? Wow. Beautiful
this
eye.
Guy that looked a lot like Cenk Uygur comes out. Now, it's a tasteful film, so you just see the guy come out, and then they take Lawrence inside, and then Lawrence comes out of the room and is like, guys, we got to go right now.
yeah, that's what I'm
asking. Like, he got a good Turkish talking to. But the Turks were fucking brutal, and it was it's weird because when they did that genocide, it wasn't entirely Muslim. It was like young communists.
That they were killing?
There was Islamic shit was part of it, but not really. It was more nationalistic.
Yeah.
These young Turks got all worked up, and they're like, we got to keep Turkey for the Turks. And they went and just...
Everybody's getting nationalistic now that you describe in America.
Yeah, but America's not... Who's America fucking...
You saw the dudes take the guns to the city hall just to say they wanted out of quarantine.
You might be begging those guys. They'll maybe be a last line of defense if they fucking set a quarantine long enough.
Who, those dudes?
Way out of control now. I mean, this is a scary thing. The amount of power they're going to seize to people are crazy that they think it's cool for the government to just keep having power and power. People are crazy to do that. But it's because they've never got fucked over personally by the government. Not that I have. Right. But I fucking read enough history to know that's why you have the guns. The reason you have the guns is so the government, they can never, if it would be easier for them to go, hey, let's just keep the quarantine for a while because we say so, and we don't have to prove it to you, we're the government. Well, that's what the guns are for.
Yeah, but
the only reason you have the free speech, Chappelle said it, and he's goddamn right.
Yeah, yeah. But it ain't like you've got more guns than the government. The government still got more guns. David Koresh thought the same thing. What happened to David Koresh and motherfucking Branch Davidian? They had guns, and what happened to them?
That was the Clintons. ATF was a little bit overzealous.
Zealous. I mean, but when you have guns and stuff and an ATF vest, you want to do stuff.
There you go. They set a bunch of white people on fire. Probably made you happy.
I mean, I didn't miss school that day. School was still open. I mean, take that up with the school board. They ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm a kid. I was looking for a day off. Shit, I would have took it.
Yeah. Where are you at? Your house?
Yeah, I'm at a Branch Davidian, nigga. I'm at my own Branch Davidian away from the government. I don't want nobody to turn on me.
They all do the same thing. They're like, okay, here's the deal. I'm Jesus, okay?
Yeah.
And I just got this message from God. You got to stop banging your wife. And I got to start banging your wife. You are the Lord.
You got to remember, Kurt grew up Jehovah's Witness, so he had no Christmases and shit.
I didn't know that. I never met Kurt before. Nice to meet you. Thanks for educating me on the Turks. I feel up to date now. Thank you. I was taking notes. But
listen, the Armenians are wearing my patience thin. We'll put it that
I can tell. I can
but
tell.
It's because so much bullshit. But
Kurt, are you from New York, though?
Yeah, I moved to L.A. from New York.
Okay. But you're not a
I'm not from New York. I'm from
You
New
were
York.
Not a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, no, he grew up one. He was one.
I grew up that. I stopped when I was maybe 20.
See, you might, because I grew up in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and you guys were waking me up on the weekends.
Well, it wasn't me, but I'm sure it was some Jehovah.
My door. There's other comics who are Jehovah's Witness. What's his name?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Dave's. Yeah, I guess you want to... freedom of speech now. You don't want to be held back by
they abuse. They went
that
through
doesn't, that's
abuse.
Immaterial. Jehovah's if they made it illegal to do knock on doors, Jehovah's Witnesses would still do it. They just go to jail.
Yeah, I guess they're not good.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't vote and don't go to war and any of that. So it's just like they obey as many laws as they can. And then if the law interferes, then you just disobey the law and take the punishment.
And they believe in Armageddon, right?
Yeah.
Is this Armageddon? Like, is this like a test? Are they saying like, we told you?
No. I think they're probably a little careful about it now because they've been so wrong so many times. Like, when I was still in it, it was whoever was born in 1914, that generation, it would have to come before the last person born in 1914 died. Okay. Which I think now that's probably not going to be how it is.
Right.
So they always have to keep kind of moving the goalposts. Ultimately, they say nobody knows the day or the hour. You know, the correct from the Bible, it's no man knows the day or the hour.
Yeah.
But a bunch of people get around that. Not so much Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses just say it's really close. And even if it didn't come when you thought it might last year, that you should be even more scared because that means it could be even more close.
Yeah, and close is a very general word to say.
Yeah. So, you know, and then This was funny. Is like, before I dated Karen, I didn't really understand how many Jew words we were using incorrectly, and how much.
Well, let's make a list.
The Bible was not meant for, like, Western people.
Yeah.
Like, it's meant for Jews, and that's it. It's not really meant for us at all.
Not really.
And like, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses can't have blood transfusions, and you have to die. And if now, I wouldn't be in a hurry to have one because a lot of people have gotten AIDS from dirty blood.
Leave Arthur Ashe story out of this, nigga. You see one documentary, and now you think you know about blood.
In New York, there's a hospital that operates almost exclusively without blood at all, and it opened because of Jehovah's Witnesses. So that'd be a good place to go.
Just what hospital is this?
It's in New York. I can't remember what it's called.
General Hospital on ABC?
No, it's a real hospital. And they open in New York, and they almost exclusively deal with ways of doing shit without using blood.
Nice.
Blood business is a bad business. However,
there's a lot of tomato sauce going in there.
There was some command not to eat blood in the Bible that we can't eat.
Yeah, but if you listen to every single little command in the Bible, like, you wouldn't be able to wear, like, clothes with too many linens on it and wild shit. So where do you start and where do you stop? It's the question.
And wherever some guy interprets it and then fucking tells your mom and she enforces it at home. It's not,
Well, yeah, I think we all do our own interpretation of our religion.
I'm not listening to Jew nonsense at all.
Well, why would you?
What about the Orthodox, the Hasidic Jews? You know, Unorthodox came out on Netflix. They're another one that doesn't want to listen to any of the Corona stuff, and they're kind of all dying.
Yeah, they had Crown a Heights. Outbreak.
How long were they going to live anyway?
Crown Heights is so funny because it's like half black and half Hasids. And like, I think the blacks are scared of the Hasids.
Never!
I think they are!
We scared of being coughed on, goddammit. But other than that,
you'd want to be stuck in an alley.
Did you see that new bitch? You got coronavirus.
I'll light a motherfucker up with curls. Fuck out of
here. That's an old. But they constitute a major voting block in the city, so that's why they get to have that. That's why they get to do the circumcisions where they suck the kid's dick.
They stopped them from doing that because they got what was passed around, fucking hepatitis or something was going on.
They tried, they couldn't.
Syphilis and son was
going
not,
on. They have not stopped it. That was an attempt.
They tried
to stop it.
It's underground now, which makes it worse.
In where, Karen, where'd you used to live in Brooklyn?
Borough Park.
The Borough Park.
Is nicknamed Fort Surrender because the Hasidic Jews stormed the police station.
I remember that.
Because one of their rabbis got arrested.
I remember that.
They just fucking bum rushed the cops, and the cops gave up and left. So now it's called Fort Surrender.
Yeah, they were embarrassed. Embarrassed.
You farts better be nervous. What?
Yeah, I feel like Jehovah, they want to get new people where the Orthodox.
No, they don't. They're not looking. They're going to breed new people. They don't.
They want to breed within, and they have their own diseases. But what is the like selling percentage of a Jehovah? Like, did you hear? There was like,
it seems like
a pyramid scheme.
I never
closed
the deal.
It is.
One person closed the deal once, and it has a Ferrari, and everyone's like,
okay, I'll tell you
going.
This. When I left when I was 20, there was about 5 million Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
And now there's about 10 million.
Whoa, they doubled. They had to get rid of the dead weight, you, and then they blew up.
I might have
threw you out the band.
Back. I probably held them back with my constant getting into fights with the Armenian community. Look, the world always seems like it's going to end. It's like, here's a racket. If you got problems in your life and you're like, okay, who's going to solve these fucking problems?
Yeah.
And, somebody knocks on your door and goes, I have the answers to all your problems. And they even recognize problems that you recognize. You know, that's a way you don't go into it because someone like said, hey,
had a good line.
You get it when you need it. And people,
he killed when I came to the door. Take it. Pretty good jokes.
He was super smooth. I was like, I like him.
Not only that, I joined, I fucked him. I mean, this guy knew how to talk.
Well, sometimes I had people I would go visit that just like to talk to somebody, you know, and, all kinds of people let you in their house. An old way to be doing things,
because that's like a smooth ass thing to do.
What?
Like, do Jehovah's? Are there a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses like selling cars and stuff?
My whole family's in sales.
Really?
Yeah, because they got they start early with their religion.
You're selling like death insurance, basically.
Yeah.
Kurt, did you like talking to people, like when they want to start a conversation, or was it like an Uber where you were like, please don't ask me anything, just tell me if you want it or not?
I probably, my heart was in it for the reasons of liking that I could talk to people and not so much that I'm trying to save people for the end or something. Like, I didn't have that feel. I like that I could charm someone. So I probably didn't have the right attitude about it, but who the fuck wants to go knocking on a stranger's door in the fucking first place? I mean,
unless it's Halloween,
you see somebody you know from school, it's mortifying.
That's why stand-up probably comes so naturally to you, because that's,
you know, that didn't help me. Like, I used to give talks a lot from when I was 6 years old. I'd have to give a little...
and your little bow tie and your Jehovah's Witness fucking pamphlets.
I had a regular size tie, you son of a bitch. Midget? Why would I have a bow tie?
No. Looking like an evil genius, motherfucker, little boy.
I wouldn't wear a bow tie. There's something wrong with bow ties. So I would. But that public
proper reading glasses didn't
help me. That didn't help me to be a comedian, because what helped me be a comedian was the boredom of church. Being bored will help you be funny.
Plus that pain, though, that pain when you knocked on the door and it was your one of your girl that you liked from school, and now you got to tell her about the Lord, you and your mom, nigga. Thanks. That'll get you on stage.
Yeah, well, one time, no, I never was like a girl from school. That's funny.
Like a old dude?
I was like, God, it was only guys I liked.
Finally, he comes to terms.
Only the cute boys, and they didn't mind.
Classic religion.
No, you're giving a talk to a church group that's all on your side, so that doesn't really help you in a comedy situation where
right. It's like when all your friends and family show up. Yeah. When you see your friends and family in the front rows, it's like, why the fuck are y'all in the front? Move to
they're
the back.
Just laughing at setups, and you're like, okay, let's.
Yeah, right. It's like people laughing at setups. That's what the
it's the worst.
The church thing is. But I think the ADD that I developed over the years is what helped in comedy.
Yeah, it didn't hurt.
Yeah, because if you're stuck in your own thoughts and you're not speaking them, you become a psycho. So you have to at least let them out on stage to other people.
Oh, here's the full cycle.
I mean,
that's
you
why
might still be a
I'm
psycho.
About him in his quarantine. I'm worried.
Hey, you could still be a psycho.
Are you worried about yourself in quarantine, Kurt?
That I have COVID?
No,
just in general.
The voices taking over, nigga. All the voices taking over.
I'm more worried about the fucking ball smell of my apartment.
You got to open a window in there, goddammit.
It smells like balls outside. I'm more worried about, it's really a fucking... I actually like living alone. I always hated being alone, but I actually like living alone. It's just, I miss going to the comedy store because I didn't realize how much that held my life together.
Yep.
Was doing spots, but it's just, I have no concept of time or what day it is. That's the real issue.
Zero. I don't know what day and time.
Could have been 30 days past. I don't fucking know. I can't remember a time before this. I like going outside and everybody it looks like you live in Naruto. Like everybody's a ninja with a mask on outside. I run with my arms behind me.
I got Japanese anime jokes. Yeah. Play is destroying you.
Hurting? What?
You refuse to wear a mask? Are you a maskie?
No, I have a couple of masks.
Yeah.
I like wearing masks.
They're the worst. You can't really breathe in them.
Yeah.
You need a nice roomy mask. You just get a Swiffer pad, put some rubber bands. What'd you say?
There's a pimple, like a pimple greenhouse.
I have a black mask that's made from mother's panties, which call me.
You just wanted to
mother's
do
sins are bad.
Breathe through mother's panties. That is stupid, though. I like your David Letterman microphone, stupid.
Do my mom just text me fucking crazy articles or she texts me things about like drink a lot of water because it'll wash the virus down into your belly.
That's
you
Jehovah's science.
Into your dumb tum, so
that's Jehovah's science.
No, it's just like at a certain age, I don't know what age that like your mom just believes anything, but there's an age where they're like, oh, I just heard it and I did no follow up and it's true.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, my mom texted me about the murder hornets, which name. Don't love the name at all. They could have been a little softer with that.
Yeah.
How do you know they're not victims of murder?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, it's not murdered hornets.
But yeah, moms are losing their shit about it. And it's like, if we're going down, we're going down together. And we might as well have a positive attitude.
I saw some video of one of those. So I think of Washington
State. They're coming for you.
But I saw one killing a mouse.
They're more green. I don't like how bees are so wasteful where they just sting one time and then throw out their entire ass. That's like, are you gonna, like, seriously, you're just gonna die? Like, I don't care. The Hornet uses and recycles the same stinger.
Yeah, recycle it. It's like, so why get rid of your ass?
A green environment.
But yeah, apparently
your whole ass away after one sting.
Mm-hmm. Why name it Murder Hornets? You got a point with that. They're just gonna do it if you name them that.
Yeah, at least like Corona, people were like, is it a fun new beer? Is it like, well, at least confuse us for a little. Murder Hornets, yes, is just causing so much anxiety that's unnecessary.
Well, now, you know what? Look who's come crawling back to the Africanized bee. Maybe they'll protect us.
Yeah.
Maybe the Murder Hornets will attack
those Africanized bees before, but now the Murder Hornets are here. Oh, please, African bees, please help us.
But you know, I heard them calling it Asian Hornets before they said Murder Hornets. And then they tried to flip it like, oh, you're going to go after the
Asians. That's because all these big tech companies are in bed with China, so they got to cover up.
Yeah.
That's all these news agencies. They called it the murder flu.
We talked about it on my podcast, which set off this whole fucking Armenian thing. But not this part. This part didn't set off. But the guy, the saddest job at Disney, which is the guy – I don't know if it's the saddest job, but like the lowly job, the guy who's got to edit the black people off the Disney posters for the Chinese market. Like, well, I don't know. I know a lot of Chinese folks real happy, so I do it.
Maybe he's the happiest guy in Disney. He's like, finally a job that I've been looking for.
Leave it to old. It's probably what happened to Uncle Remus. Old Uncle Remus, I'll scrub those.
I don't know why you had them niggas in the first place.
I told him not to have too many in the first place. I scrub them right off. Real guys say, get out of here. Mr. Disney don't want you in his Chinese posters.
The Chinese are horrible, horrible.
Dirty
people.
Poster.
Not all of them, but.
It's probably, dude, I'll bet you're right. It's like a guy from Boondocks.
What?
It's like the angry uncle from Boondocks that hates black people. Loves
oh,
black
yeah.
People.
Who can't wait to take it. Like, they gave him the job because they saw him taking niggas off other posters.
I bet had said they should take that.
It's like Bad Boys 2 had two white dudes on it. We want you to work for us. Yeah. You fucking son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Did you see the new Bad Boys? Speaking of...
Yeah, I saw it.
I mean, if they don't erase anybody off the poster, but take a few pounds off of Martin Lawrence, goddamn.
Leave Martin alone. He's fucking 55 years old.
He's adorable.
He's the best. And I love cuddly. Martin Lawrence.
It could be called Bad Boys and just star him alone.
Cuddly you are. Boys. Stop trying to make fat jokes on Martin
He was
Lawrence.
Puffy.
Soft boys.
He didn't look that bad. He looked like he's a lot more well-behaved.
Probably do you want him out there running in fucking garbage bags again in the middle of the street in L.A. passing out?
Will Smith fucking jogs 3 miles every day, probably bangs a young backup dancer, male dancer, and then...
No, that's probably that's Jaden Smith. He's banging. Like,
Will Smith stays active out there. He gets home in time to see his son try on new dresses and shit.
Yeah, I think you're attacking Martin because you just was so attracted to Will, you're trying to throw a smoke screen up.
I only like that's right. If I don't feel if I don't feel nothing like how Will Smith makes me feel. That's
right. Then you're gonna put it up. How are you gonna put that on Martin? That's on
you. The poster.
Would it kill you to work out a little so I can jerk off to you? That's what I hear you crying for.
You think I don't want to jerk off to Martin Lawrence? You're putting me in this position.
Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah. I want to look him in the...
His Marty Martin eyes.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was okay. I didn't love it.
Yeah, I heard it was like less Bad Boy-ish.
Yeah. It was
like bad. They took out a lot of the ball busting. Well, you know what it is. In the 90s, you could say all kinds of fucking shit that you can't say now.
Yeah.
They had to kind of airbrush that out.
Yeah, like the stuff they were saying to the Spanish cops. All that back and forth. And that
yeah,
other
now they just have politically correct ball busting in their cop movie. I heard Shaft. I started to watch it, but I was on an airplane.
It was good.
I fell asleep, but the new Shaft, I heard, was pretty funny.
Yeah, the first one was great. The first one I loved.
The one with...
Samuel.
Yeah, yeah. I like the first one, but the Christian Bale's in it.
Yeah. Christian Bale's in the first one, yeah.
And then I like...
I like Peoples Hernandez.
Oh, that's it. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Peoples.
Who's that actor?
Richard White, right.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Peoples.
He actually dated... Remember Nitika, who I used to date? They dated.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they dated.
No kidding.
Yeah, got a lot in common with him.
Eskimo brother with Peoples Hernandez.
Yeah, that was the best bad guy in a movie in a long time. It was great.
Yeah, he was and awesome.
He played that and Martin Luther King, nigga, so he got some range.
What did he play Martin Luther King in?
On the HBO show, the HBO Dream something.
On Westworld, he was good. On Westworld, he's like, yeah, Westworld, he was... the new season I haven't really watched because I kind of lost interest, but I was into it for a little bit.
Yeah. Because you dream for a world like that where you could fuck robots.
You could fuck robots now. It's just, it's hard and it hurts. They don't have good holes yet. I don't know why that's the part. You could fuck pretty much anything, but will it be a comfortable time?
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just put a fleshlight in it?
Like, fleshlight, yeah. Can I tell you, that's the only time I've ever felt morally bad masturbating was trying out a flashlight.
Yeah. Whenever you got a tool to masturbate, it's like, what am I doing?
I did Moon Tower. They gave us, I think you came that year, please. They gave us they gave us flashlights, and I decided to give it a try.
Yeah, you have to try it. If you see one and you're alone, you go like that. All right, let's see what all.
I just remember being like, I
feel
this.
We were together when you had that. Remember you came home with a flashlight?
Yeah. But I didn't try it yet. I had to be home. And I was like, all right, I'll just try it.
So I wasn't and mad and I didn't see this go down.
Cameron, when you brought it in the house. When he brought it in the house.
He brought it into the house. He brought like the fleshlight. And
yeah, there were several different models.
I was just like let a fat friend fuck it or something. Like not make it.
I wanted the butthole one.
But yeah, it became part of our new world. It just like, I remember that fleshlight being in my home.
Yeah.
It was a permanent fixture.
When Kurt first brought it in, did you go, hey, who's the new girl?
Like, Kurt?
I said, I decided to wear it out of the store, is what I said.
I'm going to wear it out. I'm weirdo.
No, it's okay. I don't even say. I'm just going to wear this fleshlight out.
That's your right. That's your right as a consumer.
You can have a fleshlight.
Buy sex toys and wear them out.
Can you return them?
I'll just wear it out of the store. What?
What's the return policy on a fucking fleshlight?
Here, punch me in the stomach and get this butt plug back. Oh my God. I remember I bought a fucking, what's it called? The pleasure chest out here. Do they sell like vibrators and shit?
Right.
So it's not that far from my house. So I'd buy a vibrator because whoever I was seeing would just break vibrators like, like a lumberjack. And
she had teeth?
I don't know. Well, anyway, I buy one and they give me this bag. It's like this frilly pink bag that says the pleasure chest on it.
Right.
And like, oh, do you want like a one, like an unmarked bag? I'm like, yeah, I'm on foot. Can I have a bag that doesn't say dildo store on the side of it?
Wait a minute. Possible? Okay.
I like to not skip home with a pink bag that says fucking dildo store.
I mean, if you're going to live that life, be about it. If you can't walk it, don't walk.
I'm not about a pink bag that says pleasure chest on a 6'4" man on foot in LA. That doesn't look right.
And plus, you know, whatever bag they gave you, you're going to use that bag for the next six months carrying other stuff in it.
Wait, say that again?
Whatever bag they gave you, you was going to use for the next 6 months carrying other stuff in it, like it's your new backpack.
I recycle it. I recycle. They got a real problem with bags out here that I don't approve of, where they're
What's
like...
What's that? At Vons? You can't get plastic bags at Vons?
I don't have a car, so I can have all the bags I fucking want.
You gotta have recyclable bags. Bags.
And stop acting like you're gonna turn it all around with your bag usage, fucking California.
You don't think that's gonna save the planet, Kurt?
Are you saving bags? Are you in New York not using bags? No.
No, I got my own bags. I got bags that I take to the store. Let me show you. I have bags.
Stop trying to act like that's what's gonna turn it around.
And they got flowers on them, and one has birds.
Half the population has to drop dead of COVID-19. That'll turn it around.
So that's already happened. So. That.
All the plastic bags I recycle, I use them to hunt and kill sea turtles. So they are being used.
I just imagined him hunting tiny baby sea turtles.
Oh my God, go right in the bag. They're like,
they don't know no better. They don't know. They think it's the sea.
I sneak up and put it over their little head, and they're like, I can't.
They don't be knowing.
Just tiptoeing on the beach.
You son of a bitch.
I use them to harvest those turtles.
With Armenians and turtles.
Oh, it's the quarantine doing it to them. How about we talk about these fucking NYPD beating up people in Brooklyn, black people in Brooklyn, for not social distancing and then passing out masks at white people.
That's why you got to bring guns to the state, to the courthouse.
So we should bring guns out when we walk outside?
I think so. I think everybody should.
Ooh.
I think it's time to go to Kamiya Town on this one.
Ooh.
I think people are not in the right mind right now to have guns.
Right mind at the start of when we all had guns. Too late. Like, yeah.
Shit is about to kick off. It's about to kick off. I can smell it. I can smell it in the air. I spoke to my boy George in California. He lives up in a farm in California.
And they can't keep this going like this because people.
He was saying they go to the stores there, and the stuff that they grow on their farms, they can't find at the store because they're shipping everything out.
Right.
Mm.
So he like, we're gonna say fuck that and keep all our shit here and fuck everybody else. How are we not gonna have it and we shipping it out to them?
Yeah, dude. They gotta end that shit now. But here's the problem. There's an issue where if Trump wants to do it, because I don't know if you've been paying attention the last couple of years, the Democrats have blown it just spectacularly. I mean, when you thought when Trump got in, it shouldn't be this hard to fucking beat Trump. He doesn't right. sound the best all the time.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So you figure they have fucked up so bad that the only thing they can do now is just be like, but you really hate Trump, right? So like yeah. Joe Biden finger bang some fucking shit. Oh, I don't care. I mean, I believe it, but I hate Trump. So anything he does, good or bad, they have to be against it.
First of all, Joe Biden
says
has
we shouldn't be in
hands.
Lockdown. They're going to go, we need more lockdown, because all they have now is the opposite of him party.
Yeah, it's always been opposite of him since Hillary lost.
2016.
Because they didn't have a strong candidate that stood out that we didn't know. It just looks rough.
It's their own fault for putting him there in the first place because they thought worthless Hillary could beat him. They're like, I still bring that up every time it comes up is John Oliver, all these TV channels like, oh, please run Trump. That would be great. Remember how smug they were?
Oh, they were so snide and like, fucking
there's no
uppity.
Way this idiot, people have, this is great because people will have to vote for Hillary. No, they don't.
Yeah. No, they don't, and they did not.
In fact, it shows you how not rigged the system is that she lost.
Mm-hmm. The coverage.
Because if it was under control, there's no way that would have happened.
Yeah.
I wonder, can we just have all the people who are 65 and over quarantine and let us, and who doesn't have, like, immunodeficiency issues, be able to prance around?
That sounds like a plan.
Guess what? I don't know if you know about Karen Margolis, but she does not have a great...
I'm personally attacked.
Yeah, she's got a lot of problems over there.
She technically should be alive.
So someone like you stay inside with your
right.
with your lights.
You bubble boy.
So, right? I should call her bubble
boy. Did you know that Karen is a bubble boy?
Every time somebody calls me, I'm out on a walk. So FaceTime's out in public on walks all the time. But it's like, I thought you were like really fucked up. I'm like, I mean... Like, you can't win, babe, if you don't risk at all.
You're taking risks now. She's taking risks.
Yeah. Karen is angelic.
You know, I'm greedy because my setup's actually really nice. Like, not just my home porn studio, but, like, my whole apartment. My whole apartment's actually, like, super on point. We've got a yard. We've got multiple bathrooms. Like,
oh, wow.
Right.
I know. And so I've been taking 5 showers a day, like, just living my best.
One of those roommates had coronavirus, though. They had all those rooms, but one of them had a bitch with coronavirus in it.
She's still here. She's great.
She survived it.
I think her antibodies, like, infused me. And, so I just, like, didn't get it from her. The one week I was quarantined with somebody else, she, like, probably 100% had corona. And right. But you know you have it for, like, a month.
But yeah, but you can't.
Listen, I thought that, Karen, can I tell you something? I thought maybe because somebody I know, I was like, well, they were sick for like a month with something.
Yeah.
Could have been corona, but not COVID-19. There's all different coronas.
Right.
So whoa, what?
I got tested at a Rogan show. I've never been exposed. I thought I had been exposed to it, and I was just like, well, then people don't get it. Nope, I've never been exposed to it.
I like that your healthcare plan is the Rogan show.
I gotta hope
you homeless boy.
The only way that I get healthcare is I have to hope Duncan Trussell can't make it. To be triaged at the Rogan program.
Hope Duncan Trussell's doing a drunk history.
Duncan Trussell has to do an animated podcast.
Do you guys know coronas? Do you guys know people who had corona? I don't know anybody really.
Buddy Bolton had it, dude. I checked on Buddy Bolton.
Buddy had it?
Yeah.
I got to call him, son of a bitch. Is it any role he can't land?
My brother and his fiance had it because she's a nurse in Queens.
No.
So they had it, but it was like lasted a week, a little dry cough, a fever.
Yeah.
And they're two healthy mid-20s people. And they were fine.
I think I had it at some point. I had something,
but then I called my doctor friend. She was like, it's cold and flu season, so you might just have like a cold or flu. Yeah. Like,
it was like 2 weeks where everyone thought they had it.
If there's antibodies in your system, they'll be like, oh, you were exposed to it and you had it.
I don't want to go to be tested, because if you go, have to go somewhere to
Well, what's the point?
It's full of people who have coronavirus. Like, I'd rather just go over it at home.
Corona anxiety is real, though. Like, I would, like, kind of, like, breathe funny and then be like, oh, my God, I haven't. And it's like, no, you haven't left your bed in 3 weeks and you just walked.
I was nervous about it at first, and then now I'm like, all right, let's fucking get on.
But then part of me wants to get it because I want the antibody to be able to frolic around.
No, they don't know if that's even a thing. Like, they don't know if the antibodies stay in your system enough to be immune for more than, like, I had a tightness in my chest and I realized I did it to myself with my Juul, so.
Juul's helping out push this coronavirus around.
Jesus Christ, I don't even do that anymore.
I just feel myself stupid. It's like, what? I need something to like destruct myself with, since I have like all my good destructions are outside of the house, you know?
Yeah, you need a vice. Masturbation can't do it.
You don't Juul? No,
I roll up and smoke it like a grown man, goddammit.
Damn right.
I'm not sucking on no robot dick to try to get no pleasure. I take what from the earth. I take what the earth supplies.
The ganja.
You heard me? Yeah, that's all I'm getting passed on. But yeah, the cops are still beating up black people who try to come outside just to go get groceries and stuff.
But we don't know for sure that that's not the cure for COVID.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Let the testing go and see where to.
It turns out Rodney King had it.
These cops getting physical are breaking their, you know, they might get it from them. There's no social distancing.
That's why, you know, it's all just because they want to kick ass. It ain't about
at least zap them.
You know, in England they did that. Some guys jumped a Chinese guy, like some.
Yeah, it's like COVID and punched him in the face. It's like, yeah, that's
like you're not gonna protect from COVID that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just zapping each other because that's
just racist. Racists will find a way to punch somebody in the face. It's like stomach cancer. Fucking Iranian.
Yeah. Racism prevails corona. You're right.
Yeah, but the people were looking at Asians all funny though. But I think that's the news doing that to all of us, making us fucking feel funny toward
China,
Asians.
The government of China, this is their fucking fault. 100%.
Come on, Kurt. That's your answer to everything.
How's Chinatown doing? Is Chinatown
is bad. All Chinatowns is suffering.
You'll never know how they're doing because they're not going to tell you any real numbers.
Oh, you mean in China? You mean in China? Or you mean Chinatowns in America?
But Chinatown's not the same. Like, okay, Chinatown's like people from Hong Kong mostly. Maybe Taiwan. That's not the same. Taiwan's doing pretty good. China itself, that's a different story.
But in New York, we got a lot of Chinese from the mainland because they come over here on the belly of the ship.
And New Yorkers are scared to go to Chinatown or get food from
there. San Francisco, even worse. San Francisco's even worse. They're like, Chinatown's been empty.
Even if you're right, it's mostly Taiwan and Hong Kong.
Listen, Jews on Christmas, this is ruined. It's a big amount of money.
I'm craving Chinese food like a motherfucker.
Oh, it's not good for your business.
I want some General Chow's chicken right fucking now.
I agree. I've been craving Chinese food.
I want an egg roll.
I want soy sauce.
What are you going to do first when you get out of here? Like, when you can, like, go out and, like, you're going to go to the store.
Like, I'm going to dance. What's the
first thing I'm going to do?
I'm going to dance.
Probably just stay home.
Dance, mama. I'm going to go out to bed. What do you say, Kurt?
First thing I'm going to do, take a nap inside my house.
Me too.
Finally, I can get some rest.
People are going to walk outside.
I'm
going to
do an LA tradition and take a shit in the street.
New Yorkers are going to be so funny. The second we get outside, we're going to be like, fucking Subway's disgusting. I fucking hate this person. Yeah. Like, we don't like being outside in general.
I mean, they should might as well, like, fix all the Subway shit they have to do while we can't go out, right?
Fix the L train now.
Yeah, they should have took all this time, around-the-clock L train work, but they ain't going to do that.
No, that was too smart.
Because the workers like this, fuck you, nigga. We got a union. We got to catch Corona too. Fuck you. Fuck your fucking repairs. Eat my dick. But first responders, everybody seems like they're first responder now. So I think there's going to be so many strikes after this shit lets up. It's going to be strikes galore. Because grocery workers, fucking everybody's a first responder who got to work right now for us to live.
I know. Right. When I think about that fucking
Amazon worker
works with the Dwayne Reed up the block.
Who?
Out there on the front line. The slow guy that works at the cash register.
He's a first responder.
People get mad because he doesn't look, he doesn't have Down syndrome. He's just, you can just tell he's developed.
Does he have up syndrome?
Is ups where you're super smart?
Sideways?
Hey, did you ever get diagnosed with ups?
Back is a up syndrome.
I suffer from up syndrome, which is like, I'm so smart. I read ahead of my grade level.
He
looks like a normal guy, but he's not. But it takes you a second because you're like, you know, he's ringing you up. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with this? Like, oh.
You're like, do you want to fight me?
He's not aggressive. He's just like dopey.
He's dopey and he's there all the time helping you survive, okay. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's not good at adjusting once he gets going in one direction, put it that way. He's not agile-minded.
Is he the only one working the counter?
You hope not, but sometimes. I'm not going with the robot one. Oh, fuck it. I'm not ringing up.
Yeah, can't you just use that automatic checkout thing where you do your own shit in CVS?
I don't know. No, it's not CVS. It's Dwayne Reed or Rite Aid or something.
That's another one. What's the one around the corner from Stand Up New York? Is that one you could do it?
CVS.
I don't know.
What's that, Karen?
CVS.
CVS?
My beloved CVS, yeah.
Yeah, CVS. They got the self-checkout, Kurt.
Well, I don't have a car here.
But didn't you say you go to CVS?
The LA lifestyle of getting a car. Like, I've been Ubering my way around that.
Will you stop staring at the dude behind the counter with Down syndrome and look for the fucking automatic checkout, you weirdo?
He doesn't have it. No, I want him to feel useful.
All right, so you want to go to
him. You want him to not have a useful feeling in his life?
But if he hears like, what you say about him behind his back, and shit. He's always happy to see you. But meanwhile, you telling us that he is a slow fucking son of a bitch with up or Down syndrome.
No, it's not Down. There's other kinds of retardation.
Wow.
He is not, I don't know what you call it.
He got kicked in the head by God.
Yeah.
I mean,
touched
medically.
By the angels.
Yeah. What an idiot. When are you planning all this shit going back? I spoke to Gnome. He said the cellar ain't not going to be open until like August.
Wow.
The cellar
wow,
in wow, New wow. York?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. Stand.
I'm guessing everybody's probably thinking around the same time. Yeah. I was on the Stand's podcast, the show thing this week, and yeah, everybody's just waiting to see. They talk about like some quarter open, or you can have 50 people or some shit. I don't know what's going on.
Wow. Oh,
they're gonna have. I only draw 50 people anyway, so that's
perfect. Yeah. I said that's more than enough people.
50 no one can have a bigger road show than me. That's my rule. I'm about a 50 man draw. Without Lewis. If Lewis shows up, it might be a problem.
So, yeah, August. They're talking like August, maybe.
I feel like that's wishful thinking. I don't want to be negative Nancy, but
I know.
Whatever. Some people still saying May 15th. Some states are coming out now. Some places open, like in Atlanta.
They got it. Listen, they need to end this shit like very soon. They got to end it very, very soon because you can't even imagine how bad it will be if there's an economic complete collapse. It's not going to be good just from this. It's going to be bad.
It's not going to be a collapse.
But I think, by the way, I think that there's a bunch of people kind of rooting for a collapse.
Yeah. All the people lying
shit
up right now.
That is the only way Trump will lose. What I think. Honestly, like you're whatever, your Nancy Pelosi's or your people that are fine that are posting like their ice cream supplies in their fridge. Yeah.
They show that.
They're like that. You can tell who's not affected because they're like, no, we got to stay in quarantine. It's great. And you're like, yeah, you're fine, motherfucker. A lot of people, you know, and Patton Oswalt made fun of those people protesting. He goes, oh, they want Fuddruckers open. It's like, that's because they work at Fuddruckers, Patton.
Right.
It's not because they want to eat. You can eat Fuddruckers now, but your job, they want their fucking job. Because they're not in every animated movie, Patton.
You sure they don't want the burgers? They're not there for the burgers?
Patton, did you want a burger? I'll bet you wanted one, though.
I would love a Fuddruckers burger right now. For the love of God, open up.
I'd like to protest this podcast because I would like a Fuddruckers.
Yeah, people want to get back to work. Some places are open already, but a lot of more people want to die, though, Kurt. People want to die.
But you got to take the deaths slow. I agree, but the deaths of a massive fucking economic collapse and the food chain supply and all that, those deaths will far outweigh So that's the balance that has to be made. So there, yeah. It's going to be a nice big shit sandwich, and you got to figure out which corner to bite.
Yeah.
And I would err on the side of, because China's people walk around with masks all the time for the last fucking 20 years. We're all going to be Chinese now. We're all ninjas now.
And that's a shame. That's going to be a shame.
I want to have burkas. I feel like a burka is a great solution.
A full burk.
Yeah.
Just the men.
I'll burk it up.
Everyone wear a burka, and then no one could complain, and that it locks in all your fucking juices.
I want my juices sealed.
It seals in all your juices with your burka.
That's sunscreen. Not gonna get away with the damn line. Burka's better than sunscreen.
Dana, would you rather wear a burka or a frumka?
They're really different.
A frumka is the Jew burka.
The Jew burka?
It's not a thing.
Yeah, frumka. That's a Jew burka.
You just shave off your head. You shave off your hair. You put on a wig. You put on a dress that every sister in your entire family wore. And,
Jesus.
Yeah, you call it a day. Nice thick pair of tights in the summer.
The Jews like to keep in all the squeezins, all the extra squeezins they keep in.
I like that you have to circumcise your head because you have a wiener to worship God properly by chipping off the tip.
Wait, whose thing is that? Is that my phone?
What?
Well, hold up. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, wait, hold on. I might have to log back on. Hold on.
That was Cuomo. Where are you going? What are you doing?
Pretty.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, that was a good... That was more time than I thought we would have. I think it went straight MIA.
That went better than I thought.
What an animal. What a such a crazy son of a bitch.
I'm hurting cats.
So, Hannah, what else are you doing to keep yourself busy out? Where are you? Like, in Long Island? Where are you?
I'm in a place called Shelter Island. It's like, it's where all the white people go to hide.
It sounds like a Leonardo movie.
Yeah. Shelter Island.
That was Potter's Island?
Shelter Island, do I die in real life?
Shelter Island.
But it's great because, like, you have to take a ferry to get here, so there's, like, barely any cases, and I'm just chilling with my family.
Oh, shit.
Do my podcast. Summer House is airing, so I just fight with people on Twitter all day.
Nice. How long you been out there?
I'm going to say about 4-5 weeks, 6 weeks.
I've been going for
I'm kind of introverted in terms of, like, I like talking to people, but I don't love going out of my bed.
Yeah.
So I've been cool. And I feel like it's a time for a lot of comedians to create different kinds of content because, like, you still want to make people laugh, but you just have to do it in different ways.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not the stage, but you gotta still do it a different way.
I've been doing a nightly Instagram live show, and I find, like, because it's nightly, people know when it is. It's 10 p.m. We start to get a little following, and you get that high of, like, everyone's watching you live.
Okay,
that
yeah.
You miss. So I've been kind of getting a little taste of it, but what do you think of these stand-up shows where you do, like, 6 minutes? It's rough. It's rough. I get asked all the time, and I'm like, I guess I'll practice this joke because I'm going to forget it. But you never feel good after.
You might as well do it to a mirror because you're going to get the same fucking feel. It's just empty. It's like you can't – nothing takes the place of live performance.
No.
It's the reason why Broadway is always open. It's the reason why, you know, people want to come see because it's better live always. I don't care, even if at the same time everybody get to hear it at their own house, but it's always distractions and, yo, whatever you're doing, when you're watching, you're still other shit around you that's going to get your attention. Right. So it's like you got to feel the room.
Exactly. And you can't be reading the comments during it or you'll get thrown off.
Yes.
And also, I don't want to keep doing similar jokes that, like, all the people that follow me will see. Like, I want them to wait and come to a show and enjoy it for real. So, but I don't know how to say no to people. So I'm just like, okay, I'll do 5 minutes.
Ugh. Just say fuck no. It's going to be awful. I'd rather just talk and have a conversation or a podcast, something like that. Than try to do something like
some people have a laugh track, and I'm like, just don't do the laugh track. That just hurts my feelings more.
Oh my God.
You say a joke, and it's like delayed, and then someone's like, hur, 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 and you're like,
I think that's doing more damage to stand up comedy than the fucking virus. It's like, I'd rather have Corona than do that shit.
I love that everyone's like getting into the pods.
Yeah.
And creating content like that. And hopefully, sometimes with stand up, you know, when you're just like, you try to think of jokes, you try to write. This is a time where we can all kind of live. And then hopefully in a couple months, I don't know about you, I'm not writing a lot because I'm not, you don't have anything to look forward to.
I'm still jotting shit. I still jot it down and keep bullet points and stuff, but.
Yeah, but hopefully in that time we'll have lived something and have some more stories to tell.
Yeah, it's harder to flesh things out when you don't have the stage to play off and be like, just okay, they react to this, they react to that.
Yeah, a lot of people do their writing on stage and we don't have that, but we're all fired together. We're all making the same amount of money touring as Kevin Hart right now, so.
Yeah, in your face, Kev.
Fuck you, Kev. You're not better than us. So that's how I feel. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I'm just waiting. I'll still get out. I still get outside. I get out on a fucking boat. I fucking go up in the woods.
Damn.
I'm good. I'm just chilling. I just can't wait to get back on the fucking stage. But I'm doing a lot of shows on the online and Facebook and fucking.
I wonder how many stand-ups are going to quit after this.
A bunch?
Like I didn't really like it.
It's gonna push out the, if you ain't real about this, if you ain't really in it, and then it goes for any occupation, you're gonna be pushed out. It ain't for you. I think a lot of people ain't coming back to New York City, personally.
Yeah, you're right about
that. Occupation?
Yeah, we're talking about stand-up. Stand-up.
Oh, I thought you meant Harvey Weinstein's assistant. If you're not fit for it.
That still pays better than
Did you see that girl that's like, she's the new Star Wars writer, and she's formerly, it's like a weird thing, because she's Weinstein's old personal assistant.
A blonde?
No, big head fucking brunette. Her name's Leslie Headland. Now, by the way, she's very critically, with industry people, she's known for being a very good writer, from what I understand. I didn't really watch Russian Doll.
I like that show. Russian Doll was good. Okay, yeah, that was a good show. And plus, my shorty was
so good. Now, like, all the Star Wars people are mad because she's making a woman-focused. You know that, what's that Boba Fett show? It's pretty good, actually. The Boba Fett show.
The Mandalorian. Mandalorian.
The show's amazing.
Yeah, so that's, what's his name? The guy from Swingers. Iron Man guy. John Favreau. So the dippy.
Favreau's a good dude.
So what's her name? Kathleen Kennedy, who's the dippy bitch that George Lucas picked to ruin his franchise. Everything she's made has sucked.
Okay, what did she make?
All the new movies.
Okay, you hated those. You hated the black kid in it?
No, I didn't hate the first one. It was just kind of boring.
Uh-huh. The way the black kid didn't do nothing? I know. He was lazy.
Dude, I didn't care for that one bit. They did him dirty, didn't they? The black guy, they turned him into a punk. And it's sad because Attack the Block, which is what I knew him from.
Oh, he was great in Attack the Block.
Yeah. He should have been like the main focus, but this is a white lady's fucking white lady world now.
When wasn't it?
I feel attacked. When
George Lucas had it.
Welcome. Finally, you guys realized that we run shit.
Oh, I knew that. I better believe that.
So anyway, they got this chick and she's so unattractive. Like, cause she's like gushing about Weinstein in an interview. Like, he's just the best. He's a genius and who wouldn't? And it's like, wow, you are so unattractive that you were completely 100% safe.
Yeah, he was excellent to her, yeah.
That's what we've learned, is like, you are the one woman who is completely safe next to Weinstein. Oh, wouldn't even touch that with his shriveled, possibly intersex penis. I still want to know what's wrong with his dick.
Wait, what's wrong with it? The people say, I got next to Laura.
It's not his dick, it's just little. And it's swimming in a sea of fat. And that's very vaginal, right?
That's what Luis J. Gomez said.
That's like a perfect vagina and a horrible dick.
But she said that there was a lot of what looked like scar tissue.
Yeah.
I know.
Remember Lauren Sylvan, a current member from, she used to do Red Eye with us sometime. She's a correspondent, a news correspondent in LA. And she was the one who he jerked off in a plant with.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in a court, she was in a in the trial. But Lauren's a good friend, so I'll ask her what is.
Will she tell you? Because there's a girl that works at the comedy store who I like, and I want to ask her really bad because she did something with him.
Yeah.
To
did it help her career?
About his wiener.
Huh? Did it help?
Did it help her career?
I don't know. Yeah. Me and Kyle all want it because Kyle, I think he even knows her better than me. I know her. She's a nice girl. But it's like, how do you bring it up? Like, okay, how weird is Weinstein's dick for real?
You have to hang out for an extended period of time. Bring it up at like hour three.
I see. He pulled it out in front of me, actually. Weinstein pulled it out in front of me, but I couldn't see it because it was dark. But it it tastes funny.
Dude, my theory is that he shot coke into his dick.
That's what you think?
And it came off, yeah.
And it came off?
You've heard of people doing that, right?
Yeah, I heard of people doing that, but I never heard of doing
that. That's when I first started doing drugs. People warned me not to shoot, not that I was going to.
Yeah, but they look, took one look at you, Kurt, and said anything's possible.
You shoot coke in your dick, it's going to fall off. I'm like, are we shooting it in our dicks?
How do they do it? Do they do it like in the pee hole or in a vein? Because that would be hilarious.
In the main vein. Oh, in the pee hole?
Or in the ball sack.
Possibly. She said she didn't see any balls. Right. So he might have fucking gotten necrosis from shoot because he's such a cokehead. He probably get like really good coke and probably Sherlock Holmes style take it.
Right. Wait, so who told you that his penis was a mystery?
It's in the court transcripts.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It is. Oh, I got to read
testified about how fucking, and the jury looked at pictures of his dong.
Yeah. Did they? Oh, I got to get my hands on those.
That was the best
race wars. They said it looked like Baby Yoda. Is that a...
No, that took a lot of therapy to get it up to a Baby Yoda.
It's green, and you can't see it unless you have a subscription.
Weird is his dick.
Disney controls everything, am I right?
That Baby Yoda is cute, but if you gave birth to it, it wouldn't be that cute.
Oh, no.
It would... like, oh, my God.
Why is that stillborn, not still?
What?
I didn't hear that his penis was destroyed.
Yeah, no. Who's Jay Gomez the one who clued me in?
Oh, but what did it say in the court papers? That he had no balls, or
she couldn't see any balls?
Right.
Now Lewis took it how Karen said that he probably has a micro penis and he's a fat fuck. So
right.
He had a fupa that absorbed his own.
Don't you think he would have heard if he had like a raging coke problem that he would have shot? Like we know enough people who hang out with famous people and also are famous people that like that rumor would have cemented. And
I didn't find out Charlie Sheen had AIDS until recently. I mean, shit gets hit. Let me tell you something. Jeff Ross went on a tour with Charlie Sheen.
Right.
He'll take all the whatever he saw, he'll take to his grave. He'll never tell you.
Mm. You shouldn't tell him. If you're going to roll with somebody, nigga, you don't just run your mouth and tell all the secrets. You're supposed
and
to keep
that's
it.
Why he is welcome on Epstein's plane whenever he wants.
I feel like Weinstein liked to eat girls out. That was like his thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
he's a man after my own heart.
He didn't let them go near it or sometimes, or I don't know.
Oh,
he
really?
He wasn't jerking off wasn't his like go to.
Dude, Epstein supposedly has a weird dick too, or he's dead. God rest his soul, he's dead. But right. and I hope we have justice for him.
May he rest.
May he rest. Nobody protests that, but that's Armenian thing. Right, so he had supposedly an egg shaped wiener.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean egg shaped? The whole thing.
Dude, there's footage of him at a deposition. They go, is it true you have a teardrop, almost egg-shaped penis, and he gets up and leaves?
Who's that, Epstein?
Epstein. Because the girls, they describe, because he wasn't fucking the girls. He was jerking off. It's like, all these guys do, it's always like they're like jerking off or eating you out. And it's something with their dicks being weird. I think there's a correlation between weird dick.
So maybe they were just victims here, Kurt, of some kind of dick elephantitis, fucking opposite. But still fucked up.
Wants to eat you out, and whose dick is shaped like a perfect little butt plug. Like, you mystery bad guy.
It's not shaped like a perfect butt plug. It's shaped like there's nothing there. Like
an egg. That description just gave me nightmares. Like, I can't even figure that out. Like,
yeah, but these guys, I guess they think the only action they could get is forcing a girl to watch them fuck with their weird, dirty dick instead of like casually being like, hey, are you into this? Well, do you like what you see?
Said to the one girl, like, testimony is like, he wanted to fuck, and he just said, you think I'm fat, and started crying. And she's like,
What, Epstein?
No.
Oh, Harvey.
She's like, no, I just think you're intersexed because of your fupa.
That's what the girl said?
No, I don't know what she said, but it's
but thank you for that remix of it. That was great.
Yeah. It's
Oh boy.
Bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, but that's what his fucking victim said.
That's what she said.
What? What did you just say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she said you had a bad taste in her mouth, and I was like, oh, I think it's the exact right taste. One of my favorite tastes.
Oh, Jesus. Well, at least Epstein's gone and Harvey's in prison. And then he tests positive. He tests positive for coronavirus himself.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I feel like that would take him down. He's this close from a heart attack. He's a French fry away from a heart attack.
He looks that way.
I thought he lost a lot of weight, and now he's got a walker to help him.
That was from fucking Tara from going to prison. That ain't good weight.
He comes out with tats, just like hot, looking like Channing Tatum with a weird dick.
I don't want to go in with a thing that just positions my asshole like that on the way in. A thing to lean me over.
I like your fucking
Now the stick. Words out that I have basically a vagina. That's no good.
Now, and I think
this is best
life.
Doggy style cage. What?
By the way, I didn't think he was going to be convicted. I feel, I'm sure it was like political. They like, we can't let Weinstein go, or it's going to be a riot. Like the jurors, because they didn't really have enough to get him on anything.
It seemed kind of loosey goosey. He said, she said, but a lot of she saids.
A lot of she saids.
Well, no, you got 50 she fucking, saids.
The thing is crazy is like,
he's very powerful.
But why is he powerful? Because a bunch of people want shit. And, you know, I don't know if Leslie Headland was the personal assistant who holds the door closed in the bathroom while he pees on you or whatever, but you need a network of women to attack women that successfully.
Yeah, at that level.
To really attack women, you need a lot of female accomplices. Not just female accomplices, just accomplices. The R. Kelly thing, the accomplices include the parents of the girls that he's peeing on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Michael Jackson, like everybody's making money off this. And they're like, the real problem will never be solved. Same thing with Joe Biden. People are flat out like, well, Trump's too important, so fuck you, bitch. There's one guy going like, how dare you endanger black people by talking about how you got fingered by Biden. Like, what?
Wait, I like the sound of that. Now, what else?
I don't think Biden would be good for black people.
Yeah, I know you don't. Who would be, motherfucker?
But, like, Trump and Biden, it's like, you both.
Shut up. You sound like an idiot.
Yeah, Trump and Biden both have sexually harassed women, so it cancels it out. Now let's continue.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Well, that's it.
Trump's side didn't say that we have to take these fucking out. Joe Biden, this piece of shit, signed a thing into law for colleges that if someone just says something, you're out and you don't get a trial. It basically takes away your entire rights. Okay? So you wanted to make those laws, motherfucker. I mean, this is a moot point because he's fucking senile. It's not like we're going to bring it up to him. He's going to be like, this. Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's not a good Biden. A little better.
I'm doing a real Biden thing. I'm not making that up. This is Biden. Yeah. He got his fucking eyes done, so his face is all not fitting right.
Oh, listen, he's on his
dude, first family's smart, dead, Kurt. Back off the man.
Who's dead?
His family, his first family, all died in a car accident, wife and kids.
Or plane.
What?
Yeah, Joe Biden was married before. His wife died in a car accident with his children.
It was a murder.
Two kids. And then he married who he's married to now, and they had the boys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, this is the second. Yeah, his first family died all same time.
Yeah, and his second family, the good son died.
And then the good son died in this one, yeah. Yeah.
Shitty son.
They both good sons. Stop it.
One was better.
Imagine if your Obama son died and only your Biden son lived.
Yeah. So Biden's been through a lot. He lived a long life of tragedy.
Yeah, he's done, dude. Listen, they should try to get Cuomo. They should try to like push him out. I'm sure
people Cuomo in there
right now.
I don't know.
You want the mob right in the White House?
Yes.
You want the gabagoo in the fucking?
Yes.
What are you talking to these guys?
Will everyone be swimming in the Hudson?
It really doesn't matter because
on coronavirus, you want this fucking mullion?
You'll never see Corona again.
They lost the election fucking 3 years ago. Like, yeah, it's wild. I called it last time. Call it this time. They lost when Nanette was released on Netflix.
Nanette.
That's when they lost.
Oh, that's when we all lost.
That's the moment that they fucking lost. I'm not kidding you.
Let's just be real.
It sounds like a joke, but at that moment, I knew.
It does not sound like a joke. It sounds like the true history of America, and we all suffered that day.
So what
I remember like it was yesterday.
The wackadoos that are like, you know, really into Bernie, who, by the way, very good man, which is why he was never fit to be the president.
Bernie's great. They should have got out of Bernie's way this time. You thought they was going to do it, but the DNC Bernie's is still punk, the dude. DNC, man.
Even without the DNC, you could they fucked
I'd rather
the
Bernie
first time.
Than Biden. I'd rather Bernie than Biden.
Yeah, but it's not, you're not getting, they're both a shell of a man. Like, Bernie's basically going to be pushed around by whatever psychopaths he appoints. So your Linda Sarsours or your whoever's, that's who's going to run things, and you don't want them. Bernie would probably be a very nice man. That's why he's weak and could never do it. If you get your mic taken in two elections, people run up and take your mic out of your hand, and they're on your side. You're too weak. You're too weak.
Maybe you got to be able to hold your battle mic. Rapper, motherfucker.
It just looks too weak. You're not going to win.
And you would have jumped out the way of those two Moishas coming at you two, nigga. Okay.
Hey, listen. First you let the Moishas do it, and then what happens? White bitches come and do it because you let two Moishas do it. One takes her shirt off, and why are they taking your mic away? Because they want to talk about fucking milk? Are you high? Can you imagine being that much of a dipshit that you're like, now's the time. Well, the candidate I want is running to interrupt him to talk about fucking milk with my tits out. Just the younger one did it. The older one kept his shirt on.
Because nobody want to see 40-year-old titties.
What?
Nobody want to see 40-year-old titties. Janet Jackson had to learn that the hard way in the Super Bowl.
I mean, get your titties out all you want. I'm not even protesting that part. I'm just saying, he's the fucking senator from Vermont. He's not against milk, you moron. You think in Vermont he's going to ever come out against milk? Are you out of your fucking mind?
You don't understand what Big Milk is up to, Kurt. You're fucking...
No, dude, it's crazy what they're up to. And here's
Big
the thing.
Milk.
I don't give a shit. Big Milk is having a cow schwitz right now. I don't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck? You have the time to care? What am I, Joaquin Phoenix, that I can sit and care about milk?
I think about the milk industry when I'm at my second house.
Oh my God, that guy, boy, he didn't let a hair lip hold him back, huh?
Leave him alone. He's seen his brother die in front of him.
Whose fault was that?
The drug dealers.
Now you sound like a white woman.
Yeah, you are what you eat, Kurt.
Harvey Weinstein is a white woman. So, yeah, dude, he hasn't got it. But like, aside from all the fingering and all that, Biden's senile now. He's lost his mind.
You don't think he's got the, what, facilities? The
even when he had the facilities, because he's run many times. You must remember this.
Yeah.
He was always never a guy who could win. People literally like, okay, maybe some Obama rubbed off on him.
He did finish at the bottom of his class. He would say he was the top of his class in Syracuse.
He's a fucking dipshit. It's literally the people that are like this. What happened is,
he lied about the degrees he had. He said he had 3 or 4 degrees, and he had 1 degree. Yeah, he lied about that. They called him on it.
He's a parade of, like, when Obama picked him, they were like, oh, he's a fun, wacky, old white guy. Like,
yeah.
They called him Uncle Joe. When your nickname is Uncle, here's two things I know about you. You fucking breathe too close on women's heads. And you're going to fucking say some dumb shit, and that's why you're an uncle, not known as daddy. Right?
I thought I was going to say you're going to have your own rice, like Uncle Ben.
You're going to have your own rice? No, I wasn't taking it anywhere with rice. I feel like that's more of the racist term. Yeah, uncle, rice-based. Well, if it is an uncle, I'm not talking about the guy that has to cross the black people off the posters at Disney. Old Uncle Scrubby. Well, I'll get them. Don't worry, I'll get them off in two shakes of a leg. I'm going to scrub those Negro right off that poster, Mr. Disney. Don't you?
Yes, I will.
I don't want those good Chinese people having a look at that oily black face.
I don't want those chinks to have to go through seeing that. You're going to be racist to everybody.
Hey, their eyes can't let in much light. Your black ass on a poster. Get behind that white girl there. Get down from there, from that poster. Letting those Chinese, nice Chinese people be scared because they got to see your nappy ass on a poster.
Get your nappy ass off that poster. Get out of there.
I say to all of them, if it would be Samuel Jackson from fucking...
Django?
Calvin?
You what that nigga doing on that man?
You won't let him on a poster?
Your father turned over his grave. He gonna... Nigga on no poster in Candyland.
Get down from that poster. These nice people don't want to have to see your raggedy ass. He's all enthusiastic. I like to whistle a nice tune. Clean all your dirty black faces off this poster. What family's about.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, dude. Just the job. Who's the person whose job it is? I just want to know. This is like We got a very special job for you.
It's probably an ethnic person. It's probably an Asian dude.
Oh, maybe.
It's probably an Asian dude. He's responsible for, you know, making it more Asian. That's what they call it, but it's just getting rid of all the black
people. I feel like they can't trust the Asian dude because he's going to scrub off like the Puerto Ricans even. Like, he'll be too much of
a scrub. Get them all off.
You need a person's own kind to do the scrubbing. That's what you learned.
That's how you don't run into trouble.
Yeah.
Well, the Uncle ACLU. Scrub, he said
to take them off. I don't know. I didn't want to do it. Uncle, like, fucking Bob Iger. He's like, Uncle Scrubby, we can't just leave one. He goes, hell no, we can't. Uncle Scrubby yells at Bob Iger, like, oh, no, so, Mr. Iger, you take him off that poster right now. Uppity. Luke Skywalker. Who you think you are, Luke Skywalker?
Niggas in space. Not on my poster. Niggas in space. R2-D2. Not on my poster. Yeah, the white man's the devil.
We couldn't just have one black person? Not for those Chinese people. Oh, my God.
What a mercy.
Wait, why were we talking about that? I got really, you know,
I've been smoking this one joint.
I got really high.
It felt nice, though. I went to a dark place. It was about China and Stephon Marbury. Did we mention him? I don't know where I just went.
Dude, people are such fucking chumps for China, like, because they make all their money from that. Didn't LeBron James come out?
Well, people, you know, first that Houston, the manager on the Houston Rockets said something.
Well, they're okay. So they get all this China money. That's why they made their uniform look more. I swear to God, their uniform is supposed to look more like a Chinese flag.
Oh, Yao the Ming, Houston Rockets? Yeah.
Yao Ming plays for them. So that's
He used to.
And so, I think somebody else told me, but I haven't looked in more to confirm it. But China has like a Olympics town where they're trying to breed giant Yao Mings, basically.
Well, they have a national basketball association, like a national basketball league. And
you know what they really are? They just make them out of leftover parts of old Uyghurs. They just chop up Uyghurs and sew together Yao Ming. They make Yao Mings out of their parts.
They do have tall dudes. They got a nice league over there. That's what Stephon Marbury was playing for a bunch of years. And it's a lot of NBA players.
So all these people that would run their mouth protesting here, like China, the shit they do. Like,
they ain't going against China.
Dude, the shit China
does. Even shit China was doing in Hong Kong, beating down the protests and all that shit. I think the manager wrote something that.
You know how bad that is? Do you know how right Hong Kong was to have those protests?
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't understand the story because I'm like, I don't live in China. What do I fucking care? It's crazy what they do. Although I will say that social credit system, which is like a nightmare fucking Orwellian, whatever they say, they kind of had to make that because Chinese people break the law so much. And the cops can't do shit. The cops ain't shit in China.
Yeah.
I ran from cops on my second day in China. We ran from cops one block. And you
and you were good.
Not going to go more than one block. That's how worthless Chinese cops are.
Their cardio.
Their ministry, that's you got to worry about. They'll have like machine guns and they'll put you in breaking rocks and all that.
Right.
But so there's a.
Why did they chase you though? Why was they chasing you?
Because the dude I was with, Andy, got in a fight with this Chinese toll booth guy. This parking lot had a toll booth. Right. And they tried to overcharge Andy for parking.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't understand what was happening. I thought he was inviting him to the comedy show. Okay, Andy's Australian, and his voice is the most cheerful. He's like, wing wong, wang wong, wing wong, wang. And I'm like, oh, he's telling him a joke. And then all of a sudden, Andy starts breaking the guy's plastic barrier thing.
Oh, boy.
He starts screaming at him. He goes and starts breaking it. And I'm like, wow, this joke, he's telling this joke a while. Like,
and, aggressive act out.
And then he comes walking up and goes, hey, we should probably go. The cops are coming. I'm like, oh, God. So I ran out with a neck pillow and my rolly bag, and we ran out of this parking lot, out of the Uber or whatever we were in. Whatever. You know what Chinese Uber is called? Uber. They just take the name.
Yeah, what are they going to mix around for? They run shit. They call McDonald's McDonald's, too. McDonald's ain't none of that money.
They don't even mean nothing by it. That's just like IP is not a thing.
Because everything belongs to the government?
You know, IPs are kind of America invented that shit. And like, there's ways that it sucks. Like, I mean, I'm for it, but you know, like these life-saving drugs, they jack the price up. That's because of IP abuse.
Really?
But also, if you make something, it's pretty shitty. If someone could just steal it immediately and fucking push you
remember,
out.
Remember, who was that who was on our show before who lived in China? Remember, he had ice cream. He started selling ice cream and it was a success. And then the Chinese government
took
his shit and shut him down.
Had him on out here. That's he worked. Yeah. Okay, so he worked with that guy I'm talking about.
Oh, he worked with him. With the Andy dude?
Yeah. They're good guys, man.
Yeah. They had good shows over there, right?
Yeah, now I don't know how it is because China,
now,
when they fuck up, they put it all on foreigners. So their hating of foreigners is like, it's really something.
Yeah, they want all those expats out of there, don't they?
There's a lot of good comics, though. You know, we had that guy call in, Storm. Remember Storm Shoe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was funny.
I wonder how they're doing now that that's happening.
He's probably getting beat with a stick right now, motherfucker. That's what they do.
I heard that if you're a tall white dude, though, they, like, treat you like you're an NBA player. And they think, or, like, I guess
they didn't treat me like that. I'm pretty tall.
Yeah, they think, I heard they want they autographs.
They like blonde people, blonde hair and blue eyes. Blonde and blue eyes. Like, blonde hair, blue-eyed baby, you'll draw a crowd. I saw a TV show there.
Yeah.
Where it was this kind of fat white father playing with a little blonde hair, blue eyed baby and like baby talking the baby.
Yeah.
Almost like a sitcom, but instead of the canned laughter, it was canned Chinese women going, and he was like, come on, Rob,
you trying to put your thing on. And they go, pedophilia. shit.
They call it white monkey work. It's like, look at this white monkey I got to be here present with his fucking blonde ass.
Yeah, it's like having a panda, but it's all white. The white monkey. That's why they chased Kirk, because they said, who's this giant white monkey?
Yeah, they didn't know what leash. I was.
They couldn't. Yeah.
You know why they have a fascination with you? Like, if you're like really hard, you know, hardcore Chinese, and your Chinese daughter's going to marry some guy from the West.
Yeah.
The first thing they go is like, he's a Jew, right? It's a Jew. Thank God it's a Jew. Because they're fascinated by Jews.
Okay? They're fascinated by money. That's why you see all the Chinese tourists in New York. They all go to Wall Street.
This
they all
sums up China, dude. Every negative stereotype you've ever heard about Jews is why they love and respect Jews.
Yeah, that's the truth.
They're all a greedy, a doctor, and they sometimes...
Tell me more!
They steal your money and put it in a bank. Very smart.
Who is this genius?
Karen, didn't you work with... Was it Koreans? Didn't you work with a lot of Asians who didn't know what Jews were?
I did, yeah. So when I used to teach ESL, like this adult, like tourist school, I used to teach them English. And the second school was really like mostly Asian. I don't know. I guess that was their like marketing network was like very Asian-y. Yeah. So we just got tons of Asians. And like you get used to it really quick, but like my first month, I was like, you know, you're not like trying to be racist or anything. It's not like racist, like a hatred of anybody, but like, I did not know up from down. Like, I didn't know anybody's name. It made no fucking sense. I couldn't tell who anybody was. They looked identical to me for like the first month and a half. Yes. And I was like ashamed, but I was like, I couldn't tell, like, if a student was absent from class, I would just know because the number had changed. Like,
that's fucking hilarious.
I didn't know who was there. Dude. And then you get used to it really quick. Like, I can spot a Korean from a Chinese person, from a Japanese person, a mile away. Like, it's so
if you need to pick them out, you'll be able to.
You just, like, you don't, like, it's, like, I understand why they think all white people look exactly the same. Like, I totally get it. They're entitled to do that. They look similar.
Because you gotta, like, that's the point, people out. You gotta have something in your brain where you have something familiar with what you're looking at. So that's how we remember things most times.
None of them, none of them would hold that against you from another country. The ones that would go like, "Yeah, gracious," are Americans.
Yeah, that's Americans.
They didn't.
America's about complaining the loudest. This is like those shovels.
Love it.
America's like, how do I position that I have like the plight of black people in my own way, and that's how you try to get ahead.
Yeah. They always like, gonna fight off us. They all.
You know, I'm telling you, the Armenian mob of people that fucking think I said this thing, they're saying shit that's like that's you basically said the N-word. I'm like, get the if Obama won't acknowledge it, you motherfucker, shut the fuck up. It's not the N-word. You're a rich kid. Your dad owns a dealership.
Yeah. Fucking,
like an Italian complaining about racism. Shut up, Dago.
Yeah.
That's my book. Shut up, Dago.
Oh, it's a children's book.
I'm like three kinds of Ian people, and they're all the same. Guido people.
Guidos.
They're all tracksuit.
That's all the dudes who used to fucking try to beat Kurt up back in high school in Toms River, New Jersey.
Toms
River. No, you know who wanted
to beat Toms River?
Hip-hops wanted the white hip-hop boys.
That's who would try to beat you now?
Because I was tall, and these guys were always short. I don't know why they're so short. I don't know why their group was called hip hop. They were like, we're hip hops. I'm not like,
what?
That's what they called their thing.
No, they didn't.
And they were a mutation of Guidos. This is like 97. So it was when I first got there, I'd love to make an epic movie about when I first got to high school when it was Guidos versus Burnouts. So the guys that were into metal and shop class and had like, I think they all had Corvettes. they had like heavy metal hair, and they would fight with the fucking Guidos, who the 8-Ball Posse was the one I was.
Oh yeah, 8-Ball jackets, yeah.
Not well. They had fucking fanny pack. They were Cavariccis. Okay, they always had rat tails, mustache, Italian horn, turtleneck, fucking hot. Then a fanny pack with an 8-Ball in it.
That's all the Hannah's ex-boyfriends. Keep describing them.
Yeah.
What are those like Jim Belch? That's like a fanny pack you put your vitamins and shit in. They would have 8-Ball in it, and they would get in fights at Skyview Park by my house.
I liked the white rappers growing up, but I was a different generation.
You're probably younger than me. I'm. That was like pre-Sopranos coming out. The shift into trying to be black if you're Italian. That was always kind of separate.
Yeah.
The Italians, I'm Sicilian.
There we go. Yeah, you just as black as me, you son of a bitch.
We're the same, exactly.
I thought you were Jewish. Why did I think you were Jewish?
I'm half Jewish, half Italian. So I'm not the same as Berner. Well,
why do you shun the Jew? You know, we like need more.
Because my mom's not Jewish, so a Jewish guy would not marry me. My dad's dad was Jewish until he got punched in the face by a rabbi as a kid, and he said, "Fuck organized religion."
Okay.
How old was he, and why? Because that sounds hilarious.
That sounds too funny.
He was like 11. He was just the shit talker from Brooklyn. A rabbi punched him in the face. Yeah, because back then they don't give a shit. He was probably being a loudmouth.
Right.
And punched him in the face, and they said, "Fuck religion." And my grandpa's like, yeah, he hates everyone equally. He's not racist. He just doesn't like any religion. He was a gym teacher in Brooklyn, and
nice.
Yeah. He just cared about basketball. That's all he cared about. Hated religion, and he's a cool guy. He's still kicking. He's 89.
Nice.
You can find any kind of Jew to serve any purpose. If you're like, I need a Jew that hates religion. You got a Jew.
He hates Judaism.
Doesn't know any math. You got a Jew.
And he looks like a rabbi, and he just hates Judaism. But I love Judaism. I love Jewish guys too. It's just I need to convert if I want to fuck with them.
I'm not attracted to them.
No, you're not? I'm attracted. I like a strong nose. But I don't like when they're too
nosy.
Well, my nose OCD. Can bench past 200 pounds. How much can your nose bench?
I don't want them more anxious than me. That's my thing. I like a dumb, like CTE, like corn-fed guy lately. That's my thing.
Oh.
Manipulate them.
Who'd you go to the prom with?
They get CTE from eating corn, or they're unrelated?
Similar. Well, football players from the Midwest. I actually went to prom with a Bengali kid in high school. He was on the tennis team.
That's disgusting. No,
his mom made the most incredible curry, but he was Muslim, so I had to hide whenever she came around because he's not even supposed to be kissing girls. So we were naughty.
Oh,
that was a secret.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bengali boy.
Yeah, and then I went to University of Wisconsin, so it was just these like corn-fed. But the Wisconsin Badgers, these kids were heroes.
There's a lot of tall fucking people there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they growing big, sturdy men.
Sturdy, real sturdy. Hard to knock down, dense, real dense.
The offensive line at University of Wisconsin weighed more than the Packers when I was there. Like we were like 360-pound, 6'8" dudes.
How did they?
And 18, 19 years old.
You don't have to move much. You just push each other.
A lot of them will fucking still run fast, quick. Got a lot of energy, but all those pounds.
But they came at me for my sport. Oh, your sport's not real. I was like,
what was your sport?
Tennis.
I was a tennis player. I was like, you literally just have to push the person in front of you. That's not.
Well, I think it's funny at their sport. You're like, why is it called football? It's like, that's probably from the brain damage. My foot hurts now. I have injured my foot. I get ball, but foot is hurt.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I like that guy that got all gay and murdery from all the head wounds. Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, Aaron Hernandez.
Get gay because of the head wounds.
He's like, I want to suck your dick in and kill the guy.
He was gay, and that's why I couldn't deal with it. And couldn't fucking be a fucking proper human being. And
if you took that many hits in the head, you'd be gay too. It's normal.
And he was a beautiful human.
You ain't gonna hit me for it. It's like a wheel.
People are like, oh, I don't forgive him because a lot of guys have CTE and they didn't do that. I'm like, that's your CTE talking. You just got you got the good kind.
Yeah.
Like, spin the wheel of CTE and see what you get. Maybe you're going to stab your wife and her Jewish boyfriend.
People commit suicide at 50. Yeah, he had was like the worst of hurricane of it all, but also because he's so good looking and so talented, he got away with so much without people being like, hey, are you okay?
Well, it's the same thing with Harvey Weinstein.
So good handsome.
So talented. You can have whatever you want.
Until you can't.
I think Aaron wanted to get caught too. He was just sloppy about it. It was sloppy, slop. He was just a dumb dude. He was dumb.
I hope they catch me, hold me down, and fuck like the criminal.
He was a homosexual, couldn't deal with his homosexuality. It's like this in this day and age, motherfucker, who cares? But the NFL is a whole different ball game when it comes to that.
Yeah. I hope that more players come out because I know there's.
Oh, it's a bunch. More. But right now, remember that one dude who came out that never got on the team?
Sam.
The
black dude.
Yeah, he got on Dancing with the Stars, but the NFL was like, beat it.
Yeah, they go on Dancing with the Stars.
And he was the first professional player to come out, then he got drafted, and then he never played in the NFL.
Yeah, no one picked him up after he came out, after getting drafted. He was so talented.
So talented. Sam
something. If you're gay, what are you wasting your time cracking your fucking egg open and...
I know.
Go dance with the stars if you. I mean, that's a better. No,
you don't know. The locker room could be a real scene for them too, nigga. What are you talking about?
You probably go to locker rooms where they suck your dick. You don't even have to hit your head and nothing.
That's an NFL locker room. You just got to keep it secret.
True. Yeah, there's definitely cruising going on in the NFL. You know, you do a little push to the other team. You give them a little wink. You know what's going on after the game. But the straight guys, they have no fucking clue. Like straight girls, we're oblivious to this like undercurrent of like. Cruising and low key, like gay, you know, moves. Yeah,
I'm always surprised. I mean, even living in New York for a long time, I would still be shocked when somebody will get their Highlander sense. Somebody gay. Do you ever ask a gay guy to identify like somebody you don't know if they're gay or not?
Yeah.
Like, are you getting that like blood in your head rushing?
The sixth sense. Yeah.
Like, whoa. I'm not picking up any gays.
The gaydar.
You gotta be able to recognize your own kind.
Yeah.
But gays also take pride in not being able to seem gay to other gays.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers be like this. I didn't know you were gay. It's like, that's how I wanted it.
But I think there's like two kinds. There's like the dude doing that, and then there's the one that's like, I'm going to fucking kick it up to a nice camp performance.
That's like the campy ones. A lot of the campy ones, the low-key ones go like this. Ah, this fucking queen.
You think Tim Dillon's gay? I don't believe him.
Yeah, what?
But I think he's pulling a Chuck and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Oh, just to get health care or some shit?
I think he's pulling a Chuck and Larry.
Is he married?
It's a spectrum. No. It's a spectrum. But no, I wonder what Tim's type is. Does anyone know what Tim's type is?
Probably a little twinky twink. Probably like a tasty twink now.
Well, you know, because Tim's story is very interesting. He was like a salesman in Long Island, like a cokehead fucking prime.
He was first a fucking a little
child
kid
star.
Model. He was a child model, nigga. Those pictures
he's adorable.
Are adorable. You got to see that. The Chinese love to see this motherfucker as a child. Because he was little was blonde. Model? Blue-eyed, blonde, little fucking Ricky Schroeder, nigga. He had it going on as a kid. He should have been working.
Really?
He was working as a kid, child actor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So those stories of being around adults all
talk
day.
To Tim Dillon.
You know what happened to a child?
I thought he had good bone structure.
He does.
You know what can happen to a young boy being around adults all day doing adult work? And then that boy's vulnerable and around all those
people. Wearing a little cute outfit.
Games. What?
As little boys do.
Hey, we can all drink wine.
Your diaper shows a little. You never know.
Hey, sometimes we all drink wine. Like grown-ups.
You watch cartoons, Mama. Like,
it's an adult cartoon. We're grown.
Oh, this is a good episode. Welcome back, Kurt, you dummy.
Well, I'm in L.A., so.
I'm saying welcome back on the show, dummy. I know you're in L.A.
Oh, thanks. Well, you won't be saying that when you get that Armenian anger mail.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know what to find.
Judge quality appearances for a little bit.
I just got to stay clear of white BMW.
If you see a white BMW, slowly following. Okay, so I can't go to my usual eyebrow threading place, and I got to watch. And if I catch a whiff of cologne on the air, I just start running. If I smell Dracar Noir, I get the fuck out of there.
Armenians, they're just a mess of a people. So yeah, you want to plug the podcast?
Okay, get right.
Yeah,
it's I'm thinking I'm gonna do another one tomorrow. I just did one with Sam Tripoli.
Trips. Tripoli? Yeah, I know Tripoli. Yeah, of course.
He's Armenian.
Oh, that's right. He is Armenian.
So I had to immediately find an Armenian friend to talk to.
So that's why you brought him in, because you needed some support from the Armenian community, you fucking asshole. Meanwhile, you ain't having one on the show ever.
I have to have an Armenian ambassador.
You're the worst.
So you're like, hey, you're so funny. I love your stuff.
Whenever Kurt called you, it's like, I need you on tomorrow.
I love that guy. But I didn't even know he was Armenian, but I have to have my own representative go into the Council of Armenians.
Right.
It's not a stereotype. It's that small of a community, so.
Yeah, it's only a couple of them.
Yeah, so, he was my Armenian rabbi, I guess you could say.
And he's on his episode?
Yeah, that's the one I just did. And it's on Gas Digital and then free on iTunes a week after. And watch Kyle Dunnigan's, we're trying to get this thing going, of a sketch show of Kyle Dunnigan, which if you ever seen his.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
I love his Instagram.
Kyle's the best. He better have a job for me on that show too, the son of a bitch.
I wanted to do this with him a year ago, but he had a deal with Comedy Central, which I knew was not going to work.
Right. Didn't think it would work? Because they didn't believe in him, because they wasn't really getting behind him, because Comedy Central dropped the ball?
Because one, they're not going to spend the money for the amount of writers that he would need. He had to do it himself with some other people, and they're going to definitely censor the joke. The Caitlyn fucking Jenner stuff, like, he's doing a trans person. You know how risky that is? It don't matter how Republican she is.
Yeah,
that's funny. Like a fucking thing. So he got sick of that, and he's a fucking middle-aged fucking white dude. They're not looking to have a sketch stardom of him.
Yeah, they're so stupid.
So yeah. By the way, the last thing that's important here is the comedy. So you understand. Some of us got into this worrying about the last part that matters of it, which would be the funniness. That's the last thing we need in comedy is funniness. So he called me like a year and a half later after it all didn't work out. He's like, all right, let's just make it and try to do like a Patreon or something.
There you go.
I think what we're going to do is a podcast that has like, some kind of Nick Mullen model.
Okay. Nice. But, Hannah?
I'm into it. Oh yeah, check out my podcast Burning in Hell, BERN. Yes. It's talk to people about their demons. Go to hell. It's dark comedy. Check it out.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
And if you guys want some, mind-numbing television, watch Summer House on Bravo. It's lit.
It is a lit show. I mean, you got a lot of big fan base.
Sherrod loves it. Summer House.
Summer House. She's on the show Summer House on Bravo.
You watch Bravo, Kurt?
No, I got rid of my cable because I never watched it. I just have whatever I stream, and then.
Well, landed on Hulu or some shit.
I just steal your like parents, your ex girlfriend's cousin's password. That's what I do.
She caught me off of that. Yeah. A new long term relationship for the Hulu. I need a CVS card. I can use some shoes.
Shoes.
Some girlfriend things I need.
Karen's just like.
Yeah. He's falling apart without a mate. K-Rons, you want to do some plug it downs?
Yeah, you can hit me up on Instagram, KERENMARGOLIS, and I'm on live and I'm on there. You can say what's up. I really like that if you message request me. I might pretend I never saw it. if you ask me for a picture of my tits, I will definitely click it. And hit me up.
Yes, what a great episode. Don't forget to catch Small Ball. Hannah, you did that show too. You were great on it.
Thank you. Great podcast.
Thank you. Sports comedy podcast, Small Ball with Embassy Row. You can catch that on Apple Music and Spotify.
Why not Small's Balls? That's more catchy.
That's my porn station. Yes. It's a cancer awareness, actually. But yeah, you had fun?
Yeah.
What a great episode, guys. What a great quarantine episode.
Yes.
Everybody stay safe. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Hannah.
You too.
When you get the hate mail, just tell them I was on the Armenian side. That's all I can tell you.
We need our Armenian house. Armenian house. A knockoff of Summer House. Just Armenians sweating in one room.
They all fucking made a problem. It's ridiculous. Makeup artist from Glendale. Not a genius. Not trying to be mean. Took a thing, made it a thing.
Get her free hair removal. She'll back off.
Oh my God.
Stay safe.
All right. I'll talk
bye, to you. Bye, guys.
Peace. Love you guys. Race Wars.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Birdie, I'll see you in 20 minutes.